crucial aspect in the evaluation and planning of radio cellular networks is the computation of the effect of co-channel interference in radio links. The amount of interference that can be tolerated determines the required separation distance between co-channel cells, and therefore also the efficiency of the network. The link performance of cellular telephony networks was first studied around 1980 by Gosling, French, and by Cox. Initial analyses were limited to outage probabilities for continuous wave voice transmission, taking into account path loss and flat frequency non-selective Rayleigh fading. In the 1980s, the technique for computing outage probabilities was refined step by step, considering, among other things, shadowing, multiple interfering signals communicating coherently or, more realistically, in an incoherent way, the modulation technique, error correction methods, and more recently also the presence of a dominant line of sight propagation path that occurs, for instance, in microcellular networks. The stochastic occupation of nearby co-channel cells, according to the traffic laws by Erlang, was also included in some studies. To future data and multimedia services, queuing and retransmission delays are far more important performance measures than the outage probability. Messages lost in a fade or due to interference from other cells can simply be retransmitted. So outage probabilities per se may not be an appropriate criterion. Advanced methods to find link performance, as developed for cellular telephony, can still be used, but they needed to be extended to address specific quality of service requirements for data and multimedia traffic. There are methods now available to find a packet delay performance in downlink, that is, from a base station to the terminals. It appeared to be optimum to use the entire bandwidth in each cell, that is, each cell uses the same radio channel. But this channel is a high bandwidth channel. The corresponding high interference power levels from nearby transmitters in adjacent cells requires a joint optimization and dynamic management of spatial frequency reuse and the occupation of spectrum within cells.